Okay, let's podcast.
Podcasting.
Hi, I'm Justin Miller.
I'm Dustin Hoffman. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Sure.
Fine, it's not good to see you. The heck with you. Why'd you come back? Gosh.
I guess I'm glad to be back.
Well, that's good. We're glad to have you back.
Fantastic.
Right on. I'll get that out of the way.
Yep. Let's talk about food. I don't know.
Gosh, about, we haven't talked about food yet
is there
today.
Anything else? Do we have the pleasantries aside? Is there anything else to talk about?
I don't know. It seems like all we have to talk about ever is food.
Yeah.
It's funny. I went to the prep service yesterday, and I didn't find anything about food.
Well, there's something about food today.
Of course there is.
I'm hungry.
I'm not.
That's because you already had a tasty...
Tater tot hot dish.
I have to make that sometime soon. Problem is that there's so much going on with all the family and stuff that I'm rarely actually like sure when I'm going to be home for supper or not. I think I might actually have to make a pizza tonight.
I actually, for the first time since Thanksgiving, do not have to come back to town and don't have to be anywhere
after
tonight.
Work?
After work, yeah.
That's nice.
So I can actually go back to like my pre-Thanksgiving, take a nap after work till the kids come home.
I see.
Well, I have to take a little puppy out to walk her, but then go to sleep.
Well, let's make sure that you get out of work on time today.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not going to let me do that.
Okay, so the website Cheat Sheet has come out with some normal foods that you never realized are actually pretty gross. Some of these I think you and I have actually realized that. So,
Frozen Canadian bacon? Yeah,
we're going to make this a two-parter. So we'll finish the rest up tomorrow.
Oh, the suspense is going to kill everybody.
Okay, number one is hot dogs. Everyone knows this for the most part. The traditional
hot
dogs.
No, don't tell me how they're made. That's one of those things. Don't tell me how they're made because I actually enjoy some of them.
Yeah, but you know what they're made of.
Lips and...
No, actually, we weren't even going to get into that. It's just that traditional hot dogs contain a mix of beef, chicken, and pork.
Whatever so they do when they got it right.
So it's like a turducken, except it's a... Beef porkin.
Beef porkin? Wow. I don't even have a comeback for that. A beef porkin.
Good. That mix gets pumped with water, corn syrup, and then piped into casings. They even get flavored with liquid smoke. So,
today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going after the wall beef porkin. Crikey, it's huge.
Another kid-friendly food you probably don't want to think too hard about is chicken nuggets. Commercially produced chicken nuggets are comprised primarily of fat, blood vessels, nerve, connective tissue, and ground bone.
Beefy.
They probably have a lot less meat than you think. Instead of getting healthy lean meat, you're actually getting all kinds of other parts of the bird.
Yummy.
I still like chicken nuggets. I don't care. Nothing's going to stop me from eating chicken nuggets.
I just ate a little bit ago, so okay, let's go for it.
Up next is blue cheese.
There's nothing good about that.
I've never been a fan of blue cheese.
Yeah.
These cheeses are made with cultures of the mold penicillium. So when you get those blue or gray spots, you're actually looking at mold.
I don't want antibiotics in my food.
There are two different types of blue mold, and they yield several different kinds of blue cheese. Blue cheese isn't the only cheese made with mold either. Other favorites like Gorgonzola and Stilton also introduce mold.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that, but...
It's just part of the food. Other foods that are kind of gross, this one I think we all know, is yogurt. The typical cup of yogurt contains strains of four species of live bacteria. Bifidobacterium, Streptococcus, Lactococcus, and Lactobacillus. The bacteria you consume in your favorite yogurt influences the makeup of your gut microbes, plus the bacteria can modify your brain chemistry. Of course, these changes are typically good... but it's still a little unnerving to realize that your yogurt contains live bacteria.
I think somehow you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
I like yogurt. Go for it.
I can take it or leave it.
This one, again, this is one I kind of already knew but kind of forgot about too. Jell-O or gelatin. Gelatin is made from collagen, a protein that's boiled down from animals' connective tissue or skin. The gelatin in your Jell-O most likely comes from pig skin.
Yes.
It's probably not a big deal unless you're a vegetarian. But still a little disconcerting to think about.
Jell-O.
Up next, this one was kind of surprising. Instant oatmeal. They are not the healthiest option. They are sweetened with high fructose corn syrup. According to Rodale's Organic Life, high fructose corn syrup is often contaminated with mercury. Your best bet is to buy some instant oats in a carton instead and add fresh fruit, maple syrup, or real sugar to flavor it.
Mercury? Like the FDA is going to allow mercury to go in there?
I don't know. I'm just reading what it says.
From what organic website?
Rodale's Organic Life. Yeah, you want me to look that up?
Yeah, that's going to be completely... don't start with the farm director on misinformation of food products.
Oh, man.
Just saying, don't.
You were okay with the pig skin.
Well, that's because it's what it is. Nothing wrong with it.
Hey, I'm just reading what it says. The point is more so about the high fructose corn syrup in your
good
oatmeal.
Comes from corn. Love it.
It's still sugar.
Sugar.
Right, but I'm just saying it's sugar.
Supporting the corn farmers.
All for corn. Finally on the list, and I don't think this really needed to be on the list, sardines.
Ugh.
I don't care what's in them. They're gross. That's it.
It's fish. Yeah. I like fish, but that's not right.
Sardines are actually good for you. They contain healthy omega-3 fatty acids plus vitamin B12.
Could they find a way to make it better presentable?
But still, yeah, I just don't want to eat it.
Just a whole fish.
Live fish. Well, it's not live. Live. Fish, but I mean, you know what I mean.
It's
like
not sushi.
Intact fish. So there you go. Some gross foods. We'll continue the list tomorrow with foods you realized are actually pretty gross.
All right.
Shall we, WTH?
Yes, and hey, we might as well start with me because I got a food one anyway.
Oh, okay.
A Pennsylvania woman. Wow, I didn't know I could get out of Florida after yesterday. I had three straight Florida stories.
Hey, it's a no Florida day today.
A Pennsylvania woman was arrested after she stabbed her roommate over an argument about candy. The victim said her roommate had a picture frame in one hand and a pocket knife in the other, and she was hit with the frame and then stabbed once in the leg.
Wow.
She fled their apartment and was able to call the cops for help. The woman been charged with aggravated assault and reckless endangerment. Now, wait a minute. Are we sure that it's over the food candy, like the treat, or is it over someone named Candy?
I don't know. But I feel like if there's one person that would stab somebody over candy, it's probably you. Like, if I were to try to grab one of your Twixes that you have and you're...
Oh, I'm out of them anyway.
Oh, okay. You had a yard of Twix, which is misleading because it's just a yard-long box of Twixes, not a yard-long Twix.
18 Twix packs in there, yeah.
But I feel like if I would have taken one, you probably would have...
Don't steal food from a fat guy.
That's right.
That's food in general. It's not necessarily candy, because I'm not a big candy eater.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat a few candy bars, but I'm not a big candy eater.
No, it's not worth stabbing somebody over.
No, not at all.
Well, I think... We have all run into somebody around election time that complains that their vote means absolutely nothing.
Oh, of course.
It's a waste of time and blah, 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 blah. Well, let this serve as a reminder that your vote really does make a difference.
Virginia, right?
Yes. Yesterday, Democrat Shelley Simmons won a recount in the Virginia State Senate race by a single vote. Simmons had 11,608 votes to Republican incumbent David Yancey's 11,607 votes in Virginia's 94th House District after the recount. Simmons' apparent victory means that Democrats and Republicans will have an even 50-50 split in the House of Delegates and will have to share power, so couldn't get any closer.
It's actually a mess because according to the Virginia Charter, or however the Constitution, or whatever they have, they don't have a tiebreaker provision in the state of Virginia.
So they don't really know how they're
going to break down. They don't have a tie. So the 50-50, nothing's going to get done unless someone jumps party lines. Because a lot of them have, like, the president of the Senate, or the lieutenant governor, or something will break a tie. There's nobody to break the tie.
Well, it's darn Commonwealth.
I tell you. Let's go to Massachusetts, shall we?
Okay.
A woman was arrested after she intentionally set her neighbor's house on fire. The victim said he's been arguing with her neighbor over a stone wall his father built decades ago. He said the woman was mad that half of an inch of the stones were on her property,
so she started taking
the wall down.
Half an inch.
Half an inch.
How terrible.
The victim said after he filed a restraining order against her, that's when she set his house on fire.
Wow.
The woman set three fires on his property overall. It isn't known how much damage she's caused. The woman's being charged with arson and breaking and entering.
That's over a half inch. On your property line. Like, I mean, it's property line. How do people really know precisely where it is without... I mean, I know there's a precise line, but just, like, calm down.
I happen to know where mine is. It's actually pretty easy to find.
But would it bother you if it was, like, one half inch?
It's, like, technically my neighbors, part of their... They have a hedge that's, like, 2 feet back of the line.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have, like, a foot and a half at most of lawn on the side of the hedge at my yard. Well, I've always said to my neighbors, it's like, I'm not going to make you mow a foot and a half when I'm mowing my lawn anyway. I'll just take care of it. It's not a big deal. I could be a jerk and be like, you ain't mowing your lawn. I ain't mowing it. But it's never been a problem.
I feel like this guy from Germany apparently needs to get in touch with some technology.
Okay.
A man named Wolfgang Kemmerite works for the Oldenburg branch of German bank Deutsche Welle. And spent 6 months dealing with the family's inheritance. That was all in coins. The man counted 5,500 pounds of coins by hand. Yes, that's nearly 3 tons of coins. The stash of coins was inherited over 3 decades and included 1.2 million 1- and 2-penny coins. The coins couldn't be put through a machine due to their sometimes rusted and sandwiched together condition. Oh, that stinks. So he had to count it all by hand. And you might think this was a great inheritance. Nope, grand total, $9,400.
Ooh, well, still $9,000.
And he probably got paid how much, you know, over that time just to count them.
Right?
More than that, probably.
Oh, at least.
That would stink.
Yeah, that would stink a little bit, but what are you going to do? Let's go to Teller County, Colorado, where a sheriff was selling his private vehicle on Craigslist.
Okay.
39-year-old man contacted Sheriff Jason Meixel after he advertised the vehicle. And instead of paying money, the man offered 4 pounds of homegrown black market marijuana in exchange for the vehicle. So,
oops.
Marijuana is legal in Colorado, but not black market marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Unaware he was talking to a sheriff, he even sent photos of the marijuana over text message. After getting the offer, Sheriff Meixel got the department involved. Detectives went undercover to meet with the man and woman, and the two attempted to trade drugs for the vehicle. Authorities arrested both of them and seized the marijuana from their vehicle.
Darn. Oops. That's too bad. Finally, Wisconsin man's going to help out his drunk friend.
Wisconsin?
Pick him up at a police station.
That's good on him.
You know, someone's got to pick him up, right?
Right.
Man was seen on surveillance videos pulling in the station's parking lot. When the man went inside to pick up his friend, officers immediately smelled alcohol in his breath.
Oops.
He failed several sobriety tests and was arrested, charged with an OWI. Once again, if you're drunk, don't volunteer to go pick up your drunk friend from the cop shop.
Just a food for thought.
Yes. Okie dokie, so tomorrow is our last episode of Daily Grind for a little bit.
Yeah.
We're going to take a little bit of a holiday break.
Just a little bit long.
So you won't want to miss the thrilling conclusion of the foods that might gross you out.
The thrilling conclusion.
And whatever else we can cook up.
Is it like a pun?
No, I didn't I didn't really mean it that way.
Oh, just happy accident?
But I am hungry.
Yeah, you've said that already.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
I should try to resolve that.
You should, but probably not.
No, probably not, because I don't have a car.
Do you need a ride?
No, I got too much work to do.
Oh, well, don't complain about it.
Okay. We good?
We're good.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you tomorrow.